Welcome to the Almost Daily Podcast. This is episode 583. Happy 3-year anniversary to this pod. January 4th, 2018 is when all of this started, and it almost got derailed like the vast majority of my projects. Did one episode and then had this exact format of what I was wanting to do, these solo, almost daily practical tips, reinforcing the underlying message of being consistent with effort and patient with progress. That was the entire message back then. And had everything the way I wanted it, did plenty of prep, was ready to go, and then did one episode and got in my head and did not put another one out until February 21st, I think is what it was, 2018. I actually looked that up a few moments ago, but like now I'm wondering. Yeah, it was like the 21st. So the whole thing on this, guys, is this is a perfect example of just trying something and sticking with it and not knowing where it's going to go or where it's going to take you. Because see, at first, I didn't want to do interviews. I was terrified that I would, talk over people, interrupt them. How do you lead those kinds of conversations? And then gradually, over time and lots of practice, I got more comfortable doing that. I did my first interview in September of 2018 on this podcast. And that, of course, was Nikki, because it's always Nikki. Nikki is always there to encourage my ideas of wanting to like shift and change things up and see what happens. But the thing is if you just continue to try and realize that your original plan for something isn't exactly how it's going to evolve and change, and things are still going to be changing with what I do here, except that the underlining thing is still true. I'm hoping that each and every one of these episodes, which actually, if we're counting the Your Level Fitness podcast and the offshoot podcast that I was experimenting with this summer, there's been over 1,200 episodes out. Now, if you look at, if you actually look at a calendar and you see how many days that is, that's actually, this I actually did do the math on. I'm still willing to pull it up. But 365 is times 3 is 1,095 days. 1,096 if we had leap year. I can't remember if we had leap year, but we probably did. But what that means is you get into practicing, and then over the course of time, I've had plenty of times where I've taken a break from recording podcast episodes. At first, that was something that like that really got in my head. I'm like, I want to do something each and every day. How am I going to do that? There have been days that I've put out tons of episodes, much to the chagrin of Mr. Willie Gillis. Actually, once because of a challenge, I think, from Mr. Willie Gillis. But you continue to look at what you're working on in the moment. You continue to do it. And then you also look to the future as far as like, what kind of adjustments can I make to this? What do I want to see this be as time goes on? And then look back at where you came from with it, like with whatever it is that you're working on. I mean, for the podcast, like the Anchor app, I hit it on my phone probably a good 6 months before I started using it. And I actually, on my account, found a bunch of like, I guess they were practice recordings that I did back in 2017. And I do remember that if you go on, I don't know if I still have these up, but if you go on the Your Level Fitness blog on yourlevelfitness.com, I was uploading audio files, and that was kind of like my first run at a podcast. And there was a lot of practice in this, but I go back to like not only practicing the podcast, but like, as I've told you guys, like initially, when I wanted to kind of share this message or something along the lines, it hadn't really been completely fleshed out yet. It goes back to 2013 when I was going to do a blog, and I got in my head like so much with that, like nothing ever really got published. I started publishing things with the site for Your Level Fitness, but that too, like that was a gradual progression. So, I, with this, I want, well, not even I want. This podcast is a resource for you to reinforce the mindset that you need to have to build a better relationship with yourself, to work towards your goals consistently, and then get the outcomes that you're looking for, and give you, you know, the little nudge to support yourself and others. Like, be your biggest cheerleader. And there are a bunch of solo episodes. So we've got the Almost Dailies in here, and those are all numbered. There's a lot of interviews. I like talking to people, and I like hearing their stories. And it's just, it's because everybody brings a different energy and has kind of like a different, they're going at like different speeds. So no two conversations, I don't think, are exactly the same, even if we're talking about, you know, a similar process that people have been working through. But I love sharing people's stories, because I know that if you're listening, you're not going to like necessarily 100% resonate with everybody that's on, but I'm just looking for that one. I'm looking for that one. When you're trying to like sort things out for yourself and you've been frustrated by it, and then you hear somebody else come on and tell their story, and you're like, wait a minute, that's awesome that they've done it. I think I can do that too. So this is absolutely going to continue. I don't have, when I first started this, like there were goals as far as like how many episodes and listeners and all that. You guys have done an excellent job as far as just like sharing this with people, telling other people about the podcast. And then those of you, because I look back, or I end up like, I can see how many listens I'm getting per episode, and you guys going back and like listening to the early ones, which just, you know, it's, you guys are using this the way it's intended, and that makes me happy. And by the way, like, had this been used in a completely different way than I had intended, then what would happen, and what will happen if this happens in the future, is I'll just adjust. I mean, because really, you know, the topic ideas come from conversations that I've had with you guys, things that I see, kind of like patterns that I see. And you shape what comes out. I'm at a point where, like, episodes, we can put them out almost, like, literally almost daily. But just, I thank you so much for continuing to support this. Thank you so much for continuing to support the message that is Your Level Fitness, which is actually transitioning into more or less a YLF community. Your Level Fitness, if you're local here, is more or less going to be kind of like the personal training into this, but YLF community is really like taking over, and that I can't even, I just, man, it's crazy, like, all of this. It's nuts, man. Like, just seeing people gravitate towards this and each other. Like, this is what it's about. Like, just people showing up, doing what they can, building a better relationship with themselves, and and building into others. Like, it's the whole thing. Like, it's what life's about. And the cool thing is everybody starts to come together because of fitness and weight loss, but like, you have a better appreciation for yourself. You meet people that are trying to do the same. Nobody's got this stuff perfectly figured out, but they're trying. And what you find, so again, this is in all areas of life, and you're totally gonna get this. I and that, you know, like, that's my underlining belief, is that eventually every person that comes into contact with this message will get it for them. You might get it the first time you hear it. You might get it the 27th. You might get it the 939th. I have no idea. But you're going to get it. You will be successful at what matters, which is seeing this for what it is, which is you focus on the things that are within your control. You build a better relationship with yourself, that you are your biggest ally. You are not your biggest enemy. That's going to take a lot of time for a lot of people because of stuff that's been, you know, put on them and put in them. But I ultimately believe that anybody that comes into this message, anybody, can do what's asked of them, which is focus on your actions instead of your outcomes. Stop worrying about goal weight and how fast you're going to lose the weight. Start looking at how you view yourself. Look at yourself as your coach, okay? You're a coach. You're super supportive. You can be direct and honest, but you got to be super supportive first. And then you focus on your actions, and then your effort over time leads to outcomes beyond what you could have possibly imagined. And that's what this, for me personally, that's what this podcast has shown, is that if you get to the point where eventually it clicks, where you're like, you know what, I'm just going to show up and I'm going to do it. So with the example of me here, I did the first episode, had everything planned, knew what I wanted to do, did all the prep work, and then I got in my head for 6 weeks. And then for 6 weeks, I was like, you know what? Or at the end of that time, I'm like, I'm just going to record an episode every day. And at that time, Anchor would only allow you to record segments 3 minutes at a time. So that's why that's one reason that those first episodes are super short. The other reason is I was freaking terrified. Like, I didn't know what I was going to talk about for minutes. But, like, you practice. You get better. And then, you know, seeing the podcasts that have spun off of this, and yes, this is going to be the pusher. I'm embracing the pusher nickname that I have, podcast and otherwise. I'll be the positivity pusher. I'll be the consistency pusher. I'll be the resilient AF pusher. I'm going to be the confidence pusher, because that's the bottom line, right, guys? Like, you start to have genuine confidence in yourself, oh, your life changes. What leads to that? Focusing on your actions and efforts, because you're in control of them. If you feel like you're in control of your life and the things that you're working on, you really start to feel confident. But, like, this is such an effective way to share stories and to share your thoughts. And I know a lot, because, I mean, most of you come from Instagram and you're on there documenting or sharing your weight loss story. This is another way of doing this. And there's just a level of emotion from this. Like, I mean, seriously, if I was like 3 minutes ago, or however long it was when I got choked up talking about the community, like, had I written that post, I would have, you know, cleaned it up a bit. Like, you would have read it. You'd been like, well, yeah, Daryl really believes in the community. But, like, you listen to that podcast, you're like, this dude's really into this. Like, at a core foundational level, like, this is, you know, it hits you. It hits you that people are taking to this. And if you're sharing your story via audio, I mean, like, people are going to hear the excitement. People are going to hear the frustration. They're going to hear the sadness. And I realize not everybody wants to put everything out for this kind of public consumption. I totally get that. But I know a number of people that have just decided to experiment with podcasting, and it has led to so many things for them. I'm not going to list everybody, because see, Valerie tried to do that yesterday, like the other day on her podcast with Willie, and you're going to forget people. You won't do that. I hate doing the list, by the way. I don't like doing those tags, those things. And that, it was funny. If you were, it was so cool on Instagram last night, because we had the, ended up doing a Positivity Ninja flash mob. And what started this, Chelsea, I'm blaming you, is tagged me in the 10 accounts to follow, which I appreciate. Like, Chelsea and I, like, I really appreciate our friendship. The fact that, like, we can go months without talking and then either drop into the DM or drop right into a podcast for F It Friday, because their kid's listening to my podcast, Chelsea, so I can't call it what it's actually named. It's nice that you're able to just be able to pick things up with somebody, like, right off like that. So I appreciate that she included me. But the problem is I started doing this, and I'm like, how in the world, like, do you only include 10 people? So then I did a second one, and then I was like, I don't like these. because people always get left off. And so we did the flash mob. I haven't done a flash mob post in a while, but that's where you basically, in the comments, you tag somebody and you tell them something that they tell them something that you admire about them. And it's a wonderful thing to see. Now, what also happened is I tagged Jen, and like Jen is one of the there's some of you guys like I'm connected with on all the social platforms. So like I get a glimpse into different things. And just seeing kind of what her year had been like, I just it's like you want to tell somebody that you see what they're doing and that you appreciate them for who they are. And like I've known, man, Jen, if you're listening, because I know sometimes you do listen, like I've known you since like on he like through I met you on Instagram in like 2017. It's been a while. And like has always been kind and has always like hung in. Like you want to talk about grit. Grit's a word that gets thrown around a lot now. That's Jen. But then the interesting thing happened. Like I started thinking, I'm like, because it feels good to like tell somebody what you appreciate about them. So I started doing it. And I know that I miss some people, and I have given serious thought to continuing in that thread and like continuing to add people. Because you just we talk a lot about gratitude, and I think one way to actually have gratitude is just this is a good way of doing it. It's one way, but it just like the feeling of it's like in you as being the recipient of the post or of the comment. And 'cause see, and quite a few of you did that to me. You tagged me back and were telling me all these things about, you know, you appreciate what I do. And I mean, like, it's a great feeling. It is, because you never know, and this is us in our day-to-day life, right? You never know what people see. You never know what people are picking up on. But they just like it's nice when somebody sees what you're doing and is like, you know what? I see you. I appreciate you. Keep going. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is what all this has turned into. And the podcast has been a huge catalyst for this. We're going to continue. There isn't going to be, and when I say we, I mean us, because, you know, I'm still doing interviews. As you guys are comfortable and you want to come on and share your story, we'll get you to share your story. Because the cool thing is by doing this, you're going to be introduced to people that you may not have been introduced to otherwise. And you never know what happens when somebody comes on a podcast and gets comfortable with it. They may end up doing their own and doing like daily episodes or 5 episodes a day or 1 episode a week. Who knows? But all of this is just I'm thankful for everything. Like, and right now it's crazy. Like, you guys are taking to everything, and it's wonderful to see. And the energy that's coming off of everybody is just amazing. With that, I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up. But any comments that you have, any thoughts, definitely let me know. As you know, you can either DM me on Instagram, I'm at Your Level Fitness, or email me. That is Daryl at YourLevelFitness.com. It is Daryl at YourLevelFitness.com. Thank you as always for listening, and I will talk to you again real soon.